I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Grambling State University would have a new president selected in April under the new timeline approved by the search committee on Thursday. The timeline includes a February 13th application date, semi-finalist interviews in March, and finalist interviews and selection in April. University of Louisiana System President Sandra Woodley and Executive Vice President and Provost Carla Hughes have met with Grambling supporters and alumni groups in several major U.S. cities. Woodley says the discussions with Grambling's core supporters have been invaluable in the process. She says the meetings have allowed her to experience the positive energy for Grambling from all across the nation. The search firm Hollins Group has been selected to conduct a national search for Grambling's new president. We are now about halfway through the early voting period for the November 4th election. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern hears from the Secretary of State, Tom Shedler, who says there's been good participation among voters.
Shedler says so far the number of early votes is at 75% of what the state saw 2 years ago for the presidential election.
We're moving along, so it's going well.
Shedler says Saturday will be the biggest day, so to help avoid long lines, make sure you check your ballot on the GoVote app and also study the constitutional amendments.
Before you go in, it's going to take you an inordinate amount of time to vote if you're trying to read that for the first time.
The polls are closed Sunday, and the last day to early vote will be Tuesday. Michelle Southern reporting.
A former campaign manager for Senate candidate Rob Manus is striking at the Republican contender's Tea Party support, saying Manus only sought to appeal to conservative organizations because he needed campaign money. John Kerry, who managed Manus's campaign for 6 months in 2013, sent an email to activists and community leaders slamming Manus as a political opportunist. He says Manus falsely portrays himself as a Tea Party candidate in the race against Democrat incumbent Mary Landrieu. The email obtained by the Associated Press and confirmed by Kerry encourages people to support Republican U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy. Manus's campaign says claims that the retired Air Force colonel doesn't hold conservative principles are, quote, ridiculous. The campaign says Manus was a member of his local Tea Party organization before running for Senate. Chevron and BP have hit oil at a key exploration site in the deepwater Gulf of Mexico. It's BP's second major discovery in the deepwater Gulf since the 2010 oil spill. The discovery, known as Guadalupe, is in the Keith Lee Canyon region of the Gulf of Mexico. That's about 300 miles southwest of New Orleans and nearly 4,000 feet of water. The Guadalupe prospect targets oil and a layer of sand more than 30,000 feet under the ocean floor. Chevron and BP did not say how much oil they estimate is in the reservoir. Chevron and BP each own just over 42% share in the well. Veneri Resources, a Texas oil and gas exploration company focused on the deepwater Gulf, owns the remaining share. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the afternoon today with a high in the upper 70s, clear skies this evening with a low in the low 50s.